This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. In his first hours as president, Joe Biden struck at the heart of President Donald Trump's policy legacy, signing executive actions that reverse his predecessor's orders on climate change and handling of the coronavirus pandemic. With a stack of executive orders on his desk in the Oval Office, Biden signed three orders in the presence of reporters. The first mandating masks and social distancing on federal property, the second on support for underserved communities, and the third rejoining the Paris Climate Accord.
This is going to be the first of many engagements we're going to have in here. And I thought with the state of the nation today, there's no time to waste. Get to work immediately.
Biden answered one question from reporters about his letter from Trump, saying it was very generous, but would not share more details.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States?
Vice President Kamala Harris swore in three new Democratic senators as part of her first day in office. That means the Democrats now have control of both the White House and Congress for the first time in a decade. Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff both won Senate runoff elections in Georgia earlier this month. Alex Padilla was appointed by California's governor to fill Harris's vacant seat. Wednesday was Harris's first time presiding over the Senate. The Senate is now divided 50-50. Democrats will be in control because the vice president casts tie-breaking votes in the chamber. Democrats have a 221-211 House majority with three vacancies. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday approved Avril Haines as the Director of National Intelligence, making her the first of President Joe Biden's nominees to be approved. Haines takes over an intelligence community that former President Trump habitually criticized and denigrated. This is VOA News. A leader of the Proud Boys white supremacist group has been arrested for his part in this month's attack and riot at the U.S. Capitol. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
A self-described organizer for the far-right extremist group Proud Boys has been arrested in Central Florida for taking part in the violent incursion at the U.S. Capitol this month. 37-year-old Joseph Biggs faces several federal charges, including obstructing an official proceeding before Congress. The affidavit says Biggs told FBI agents he had no knowledge about planning for the riot, but on the social media app Parler, he had told followers to dress in black to resemble the far-left Antifa movement. Also arrested in Florida, 37-year-old Jesus Rivera. According to an arrest affidavit, Rivera uploaded a video to Facebook showing himself in the U.S. Capitol crypt during the siege. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The new variants of the coronavirus are presenting challenges for vaccine makers. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
Researchers are expressing concerns about early findings that blood samples of those who have been vaccinated, tested with the new virus variants, show the antibodies didn't work quite as well as the non-variant samples. So far, Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines were about 95% effective. But for the variant strains, the response has been found to be between one and threefold less. One immunology expert says they don't want people thinking the current vaccine's already outdated, which isn't the case. He says there is still a good level of protection, but the mutations reduce how well the immune response will be able to recognize the virus. I'm Jackie Quinn.
China imposed sanctions on Trump administration officials just minutes after Joe Biden was sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. The Chinese foreign ministry said former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was among the 28 people who it said, quote, planned, promoted, and executed a series of crazy moves which have gravely interfered in China's internal affairs, undermined China's interests, offended the Chinese people, and seriously disrupted China-U.S. relations. The ministry said the sanctioned individuals and their immediate family members are prohibited from entering mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau. It also said they and entities associated with them are banned from conducting business in China. Sino-U.S. relations deteriorated sharply after President Trump launched tariff wars against Beijing shortly after entering the White House. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials closed up 0.83%, the S&P gained 1.39%, the Nasdaq rose by 1.97%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.